Fa ra 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 ra. Hey everyone, it's Monday night. It's 7:30 p.m. That is in Northeast Ohio, anyway. 7:30 p.m. and this is episode 52 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Merry Christmas, Jeff.
Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
I'm so glad to be with you during this festive season, and I appreciate you tearing yourself away from the Cleveland State basketball game currently going on in Florida. You wanted to move the time of our show, and I thought it was because you had tickets and you were going to the game. And then I just found out that they were in Florida. And then you wanted to suck up our bandwidth with watching it on ESPN 7 or something online only stream that like some kid is actually you streaming or something from the stands. I don't know.
That's pretty much sums it up.
But thank you for your dedication yeah, to this show.
Absolutely, despite all those distractions.
So there'll probably be score call-outs throughout the game. Might as well start off with one, Jeff. It's 7:31. What are we at right now?
Big road game, Jeremy. Now, I'm trying to decipher this CBS Sports sign. It looks like it's 1915 Cleveland State. Do you like the actual, they reenact it with a guy there, a little green figure?
Right, right.
Missed layup. Makes 1915.
Great radio.
Yeah, it really does.
Can you do play-by-plays based on that little
just
green
on that?
Guy?
Yeah. And the guy's bouncing under the new hep and then missed layup. And then I'll get the text right here. Then they write out what just happened underneath. It's very, very clever.
So this is our Christmas episode, or as Christmassy as we get around here.
Yes.
We talk about some Christmas traditions and what we usually do on the holidays, which you know will be compelling radio.
Yes. Two words, Jeremy, for me, unleavened bread.
A couple news stories coming up. We, of course, got our weekend recaps. I've heard rumors that at the end of the show there might be some more missed connections, Jeff.
You've heard rumors?
That's
at the end
what
of the,
I've heard.
It's the end of the show you heard rumors?
No. At the end of the show, there might be misconnections.
Oh, I think there's a good chance of that, Jeremy.
But before that, for everyone listening live, and of course, every Monday night at 7:30 that we're on, you can listen live at radioshowonline.com. You can jump in the chat room right now. Regis is in there. Big hello to Regis in radioshowonline.com/chatroom. But for those of us listening live, I want to quench the rumor right now. Bon Jovi is alive, ladies and gentlemen.
He's alive.
He is alive. There's a lot of tweets, Jeff, going on right now. We like to watch Twitter and see what's happening. At least I do.
Yes.
And let the people know. Apparently, there was a rumor that he had died, but he is alive. As a matter of fact, there's a picture that they just posted with the date and time on it, showing that he is in fact alive.
What if he had a sign like that for every day of the year, though?
Just in case, and every minute,
just to prove the bloggers wrong.
Or what if he was murdered just after this picture?
That's true too. It's like. But there is a Christmas tree, so you know it's the season. I like that.
Right.
That's his new Twitter pic. That's pretty funny.
Thanks, Bon Jovi.
Well, you know, people die in threes. So with Kim Jong-il, I was like, Bon Jovi 2.
Right.
Then I started getting worried about who's next.
I never understood because people are always dying.
Famous people, I guess, is what they say.
I mean, what's considered famous?
Bon Jovi.
So Kim Jong-il, yes. He died, what, yesterday, I guess.
What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, he was a dictator of a communist regime. I think it's a good thing that he's gone. But isn't his like son just taking over? Isn't it pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, but the question, the concern that I'm reading about that I have myself is, you know, they possess nuclear weapons.
Right.
So you really worry about the transition of power. Will there be a struggle? Sure, Kim Jong, you know, said his son will take over. He, you know, set all this up, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen. So when it actually comes time for people to fight for power, the military, other factions, if they try and get the power from his son, then you wonder who's watching the weapons. You know, could terrorists come in? Could a lot of scenarios could end up unfolding? So that seems to be the big international concern right now is not so much the overall problems with their former government as a matter of just keeping that nuclear pile safe. So
who is watching the weapons?
Yes, that's the question for the next couple days, months. It's going to be very interesting.
Well, on a lighter note, what's the beer of the day, Jeff?
Jeremy, since I'm trying to get rid of beer that I've had in my fridge for a while, I'm giving you the most recent, but I've still got fall and summer beers in my fridge.
Now, why is that? You're a pretty good beer drinker.
See, See, that's a huge misconception. You're not the only one. It's a misconception. Many people say, Jeff, you're a big drinker.
That's a classic Jeff Longsworth misconception.
It is, and that's one of many.
You should update your Wikipedia page because that's what it says. That's where I got it from. It's good. Nice. Nice.
No, I like to have beers over for guests, but I go out more to drink. I've never, for example, are you the type of guy that comes home from work and opens a beer? Was that something you would do?
Yeah.
I'd never do that. I don't feel like a beer when I get home. It would make me a little sleepy. On a weeknight, the last thing I would do is come on and have a beer. Hmm. So I don't drink here ever. So I have them here for people come over, and they tend to spike up. So I have people over for like a little get-together, or we stop here before we go out. I'll go through four or five, and then they'll sit for another week or two. So I tend to collect these things where like three or four of a six-pack is drank, and the other two go to the back of the fridge. Then I get a new six-pack, and then I look back, and I have all these other seasonal things.
It's like a time capsule of what you drank
of my year. Yeah, of spring, summer, fall, winter.
Now, so. I want to clarify, by the way, it's not that I come home every day and drink a beer.
Because you told me that the only way you stop shaking when you come home from work is to have a beer.
That's the only way I stop hitting my wife.
So when she hears you put the key in the door, she immediately runs to the fridge, has a beer out for
you. She does. I'm like, honey, there's two things you can hand to me. Either a beer when I walk in the door or a sack of oranges so I can beat you with it. Supposedly you're supposed to beat people with a sack of oranges because it doesn't leave bruises then.
Okay. That's good to know.
So there you go for all the that's horrible. What a horrible thing to talk about during this Christmas season. But that's what you get with Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
That's right.
And if 52 episodes in, you should know this by now.
We're not afraid to tackle the controversial subjects of beating people with bags of oranges.
Of orange beatings. Jeff, let's talk about your weekend.
Yes, Jeremy.
Did you drink this weekend?
Oh, yes. And that's why I'm not drinking tonight, because it was really a three-night weekend. Sunday night, I was out at the treehouse for a little while. So taking these.
By the way, I hear you got your mayorship back on Foursquare.
I got it. I'm back where I belong.
Congratulations.
Treehouse. Sir. That is my bar, Jeremy. I've always said that.
Well deserved.
Glad to have it back. But I was up there. I guess we'll start backwards, if that's okay. Sunday night was the annual neighborhood Christmas party, and that's the exact name of it, at the treehouse.
Now, I didn't get to go to this because I was still pretty hungover from the from your party the night before.
Yes.
How did that go?
It's a great – it's probably the fourth or fifth year I've gone to it. It's always a great night. Ohio City Singers come in, and they've got probably three or four Christmas albums, a lot of original music, White Cleveland Christmas being one of their more famous songs that gets some radio play. But they got a lot of songs, Christmas songs about Cleveland. And they came in and sang for 3 hours. And it's really just a raucous crowd. People are up dancing around. They have happy hour specials all night. So for a Sunday night, I love that it's Sunday too, because it's kind of a great way to wind down the weekend. It's always a Sunday before Christmas. And just a great night. We got a big group. We got a corner table. Had a bunch of us over there last night. And always a great way to get in the spirit. Great band, great music, great times.
Good.
So that was last night. Yeah.
By the way, I got to stress, with we talk about you being the mayor and checking in on Foursquare, the popular social media app, which I'm kind of surprised that you use, because you're not, not always whatever.
Yeah, I'm not usually on the cutting edge of social media.
That's the word that I was looking for.
But no, I have some friends who are on it, and I don't remember when you were on it, you were explaining it, I thought it sounded like fun. So I really don't use it a lot, but certain places I do use it. And I think I checked into the treehouse like 78 times this year.
Wow.
To get that. So that was, I've been there quite a bit.
So right now in the area, like on Foursquare, the cool thing is you can see where the most people are within certain radius. So right now it's Capitol Theater. There's a lot of people at Capitol Theater. It looks like most of them are seeing Sherlock Holmes, The Game of Shadows.
Ah, yes.
And then Quicken Loans Arena. What's going on at Quicken Loans?
Quicken Loans, it's not basketball. It must be a concert.
What do you know? You heard it here first.
There's something going on at Quicken Loans.
Go check it out and send us an email, hatemail@radioshowonline.com, and let us know what's going on.
So the rest of the weekend, real quick, I'll tell you about Friday. I went down to Market Garden, which I've said I don't get to enough. Mm-hmm. Great bar in West 25th, part of the renaissance of West 25th. There's so many great things going on down there now. I met a bunch of people down there right after work, had some beers and some appetizers. Great time. Love going there. Of course, a great crowd. Frank Jackson had a private party in the back.
Is that why you were there?
Yeah, I just usually follow where he goes. I try and find out where he spends his weekends.
You were hobnobbing with Frank Jackson.
I just like to be around him. I just wait in the bathroom for him to come in.
That's not a good place to be there for him. As soon as he sits down, you just tap your foot under the stall.
Well, I didn't really think of it that way, but I just like to really get I want the mayor to give me the scoop, what's going on. So I did see him, though, from across the room and hung out there and then went to Beer Market for some pizza afterwards, which always is the best pizza, I think, down there. And then was at Treehouse Friday night as well as Sunday for a Pour Your Guinness promotion. They brought in two Guinness girls and set up a kind of a portable area where they were pouring Guinness in the corner. And you had a free Guinness and a pint glass, and they let you pour your own Guinness. And the winner, there was some first prize, I don't know who it was, but first prize got some great gift, which was how to pour the perfect Guinness. And I got close, but I didn't get it. But the key was you fill it up about halfway, maybe it's a third of the way. Then you let it sit for 3 or 4 minutes. Mm. Then you fill up the rest of it, and you fill it up so that the foam goes just over the top of the glass.
So it goes down the side?
Well, just over the top. Is what they say. I mean, just kind of bubble.
Oh,
over
so
the
it
top.
Rises up. Yeah. It doesn't drip down the side.
Right. That's the perfect Guinness, they say. And I came close, but I didn't get it. So that was a nice little free promotion. Got a Guinness out of that for free.
So in a bar situation, though, you can't really like sit there and wait for the Guinness. You can't wait 3 or 4 minutes.
No, but did they do that? I mean, like a Treehouse, Irish bars more so than the regular. You know, the City Taps, the World. They may just pour and give it to you. But Irish bars do tend to do that. Treehouse, they'll pour it halfway, and then usually what they do is when you say you want a Guinness, they go right away, start pouring it, then let it sit, come back, collect your money, and then go finish it up. So they do that at least at Treehouse.
Huh. Now, did you was it out of a can or was it from a tap?
No, it was a tap. Okay, yeah, tap.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was a nice bonus. Word got out kind of to us that was going on, so we raced up there Friday night, end of the night up at Treehouse. And then Saturday, of course, was the big... Jeremy, it was a huge hit.
It was a
Let's
huge
be honest.
Hit.
What's not
yeah,
hold back?
Jeff's holiday party, VIP only.
I don't have many parties, so this is the one I try and really go out for because as the years go on, I've scaled down to really just one or two a year.
It was a good move to have it held at Lincoln Park Pub.
Well, yeah, I think we had about 50 or so people. When you have that many people, I just didn't want people running amok in my house. Then I don't have fun, and it's all about me having fun.
Right. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time because it wasn't my house. I was just so happy to not have everyone in my house. I couldn't help but celebrate that. And we rented a karaoke. I rented a karaoke machine, which I think was a pretty good hit. So we had karaoke. We were at Lincoln Park Pub. We kind of had that whole room on the left side when you walk in, more or less reserved. Had some food set out for us, and then people just started singing, man. About 10 o'clock it started and went till about 2 in the morning nonstop. It was great. You were up there several times.
I was. Jen and I did I Want to Sex You Up.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was the controversial song of the night.
I did. Was there lots of controversy?
There was
about
a
that?
Lot of buzz there at the back of the bar.
My famous, I always like doing Humpty Dance. Humpty Hump, Humpty Dance. It was a good time. Now, Jeff, you bought the machine. This was your idea to rent this and have this party, but you didn't do any karaoke.
At the very end, I did.
Oh, you did?
With you, Barry Grant, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so I had a couple of beers by that point, I guess. So yes. This, I forgot about that.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a good time.
It was. It was a lot of fun. But my buddy Dave Bedell and his girlfriend Carrie did this in the summer. I kind of took their game plan, how they organized. They were having a party. They were moving to Michigan. And before they left, they got the run of the karaoke machine at Lincoln Park Pub, and it worked out so well. Everyone had such a great time. I kind of thought, you know what, this would be a great venue because a lot of times my parties end up in my basement, people playing Flip Cup.
Right.
And it gets very drunken and ends early, and people get sick and so on and so on. So I thought this might be another way to entertain people without the downside of Flip Cup. Yeah. So, and it was. It was great. So I rented this machine just for 2 nights. It was really easy to do. Came in like 3
check
separate
pieces.
Check
it out. First I limped to the side like my leg was broken. Because you said check it out. Anyway, you know, there is actually a recording of us, of you and I doing that karaoke.
Wow.
And we'll have to play it on a future episode.
Okay.
But that'll give people something to look forward to.
Yes, that's a great teaser for 2012. So the party. But yeah, you had a good time too, I think. And it was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very, very good time. Good turnout. You know, you had mentioned City Tap before with the Guinness competition. I went to City Tap like just real briefly after work on Friday with a couple guys and just had, you know, literally had one beer. Normally, like when I say I'm going to go to a bar, I'm just going to have a beer. It ends up being three beers, but I literally just had the one beer. So we're sitting there and we pay the bill and we're just about to leave, waiting for the waitress to take the checks or whatever. And this guy who, you know, could have been homeless, but he wasn't homeless as much as he just was kind of like loud and belligerent, like that he didn't normally like you know, maybe function well in normal society. But he comes up to us and he starts talking about how he's a Vietnam vet and he's drinking a Black Label beer, which I actually ended up drinking then at your party the next night, kind of in homage to him.
Well, you know, I think I remember I said, did you order that on purpose? Yeah. I kind of thought that was a little strange.
Yeah, because, you know, Black Label beer, they have it at Greenhouse Tavern as well, and it's just kind of like the cheap beer that they have at Greenhouse Tavern. You can get it at Greenhouse, I think, for like $2 a can. But it's basically PBR from Canada. That's how I describe it.
Okay.
So the guy comes up and he's like, you know, I'm just looking for someone to buy me a shot of Jameson so I can shoot that and drink this beer and, you know, and be on my way. So how's the game going, Jeff?
Anti-Gray just dunked it.
Cleveland State's down 21-23, though. Now,
do you like how they show that? The ball goes under the hoop, the rim, and you can't see if it's going to go in?
I am kind of intrigued by the technology, though.
But I just did see a slam dunk.
But anyway, he ends up, so the waitress comes back and she's like, why is he here? And we all just kind of shrugged like, I don't know, we're scared, you know, and they, brought the manager who ended up, you know, kicking him out. But it got me thinking like guys like that can be very aggressive. And I think of them when I think of people like you who are in sales, like if he could just hone his salesmanship abilities. Yeah. I mean, he was obviously very good with people. He approached complete strangers in a situation that chances are typically do not go his way. So he obviously has no problem with rejection.
Yeah.
You know, he set up a very a good case. He went for the strategy of saying he wasn't even going to lie. He was going to talk about some of maybe his credentials, like, hey, I'm a Vietnam vet. Here's some reasonings behind why you should buy me a shot. Very impressive, you know. Yeah. And have you guys ever, when you're looking for salespeople, try to, you know, draft the homeless?
That's not an avenue we've really explored. To be honest, but I would also say in another way that would be also very good with women. I would think that approach,
yes,
that he displayed, same right. Mentality.
A lot of it, you know, what the heck was I listening to? I was listening to another podcast. Not to cheat on ours, but it was something. It wasn't a Cleveland podcast.
Okay, then that's okay. Was it Mike and Tom Eat Snacks? One of my
No, it wasn't. They weren't. There wasn't any snack eating going on, but they were talking about even like pickup artists. Like a lot of it's just a numbers game. Like if you can get over and not get emotionally involved in the people that turn you down, and you can just think about the next one and quickly get it out of your head.
Yeah, you've got.
You can like, you know, that's a great sales tip.
Yep, that's true. So where does that leave us?
Speaking of sales and your job, do you take any time off over these next couple of weeks?
I do. Yeah, we're pretty much closed down Christmas to New Year's, and then I'm going out to Cali. Bastard. You know, I'm going to be out for a couple Mondays out west. We'll have to figure that out. I'm going to be out for 2 Mondays to a nice 10-day swing, a western swing. I've got this annual trip I do. My one of my best friends lives out there, and I hang out with him on the weekends in LA and do some work stuff during the week. So yeah, so my real vacation comes in January after the New Year. But yeah, so I'll be around here between Christmas, New Year's and doing that.
Nice.
What are you doing? You off at all?
You know, I'm off this coming Friday, and then I'm off Monday, and then I'm off the following Monday. But besides, you know, the typical company holidays, I'm not taking any time off. I just decided, you know, did the honeymoon this year, and so used up a lot of those days.
Yeah, that's right.
I have a couple days that I'm just going to carry over to next year because I think that would be I could better use them then. You know, if I was doing like some trip, like going somewhere cool, you know, then I might do it. But I should take some time off to do some Christmas shopping. Are you a good Christmas shopper? You strike me as the kind of guy you were telling me the other day about going into Heinen's. I just want to be in and out.
Yes.
I would imagine.
Especially this time of year, even over lunch, I had to run some errands. And just there's just more people out and around and in plazas and especially malls. But any sort of place to buy anything, it's like twice the crowd, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it just gets really annoying. So I go, I went to Crocker Park Saturday, bought a bunch of gift cards. I'm big into that. Where I'll make
the gift cards?
I'll do one swing and just pick up a bunch of gift cards and kind of call it a holiday.
Huh.
Yeah.
Kind of impersonal, though, don't you?
Pretty impersonal, yeah. But also, I always prefer that, so I kind of think about what I like.
That's true.
Again, it all goes back to me.
So as opposed to thinking about them, right. It's more of like, what would Jeff Longsworth want?
I put myself in their shoes.
Yeah, what's easier for Jeff Longsworth to get, and what would Jeff Longsworth really want?
Yes.
And you get both of those things.
It's a win-win.
That's good. Yeah, so Jen is fortunately very good with buying Christmas presents. And this is the first year where we've been married and it's Christmas. So now things are like a little bit different. Because before, when buying gifts for like my parents or brother and sister, we would buy things separately. But now, because we're married, it's like, you know, we're one. So we can get away with doing one gift out, and it can just be from the both of us. And she is amazing with like gift buying and getting things for. I mean, there's already presents under the tree and they're wrapped.
Wow.
And Christmas is in a week away.
Yeah.
So it's taking a lot of pressure off me and that side that I don't have to, you know, worry about it. But I still have to buy stuff for her, obviously, because yeah. we haven't gotten to the point where she's buying her own gifts for herself.
But you're going in that direction.
Yet. I mean, we've only been married, you know, yeah. since July.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So this weekend I went out on Saturday. I had this thing where I was going to, you know, I even had a pre-made list. I was all ready to go to these places. It ended up I was gone for 6 hours, and I'm not exaggerating. 6 hours just shopping for stuff for her, and I got like two things.
Wow.
It was just the biggest waste of time.
Yeah.
And that's when we had that snowstorm.
Well, I was out of Crocker in that snowstorm, which was a mess.
Picking up your gift cards.
My one trip, and it ended up being like a two-hour deal just because of the weather. And
yeah, it was like 6 or 7 hours. I still didn't get everything. I go out again for another couple hours on Sunday. I think I did a little better, but there's still some things that I haven't gotten yet. And you know, she does listen to the show, so I don't want to. I can't say too much.
Yeah.
But you know, there's still some things that I want to get.
But it rhymes with. Done the 23rd, even the 24th. You know, there's a lot of people, and I've done that before. Christmas Eve morning, if you're off Friday, that's a great time. You got to be strategic, though, Jeremy. My thing is figure it out ahead of time. Instead of just going to the mall and like looking up in the sky and seeing what you might like, I like to like go ahead of time. And then once you've got your selection, you just are focused. You go, you get it, you get in. This is how I treat shopping in general. I hate going to the grocery store. I hate going to any sort of merchant. You go in for what you need, and you come straight out. And you don't waste any time. You know what I mean? So that's how I really approach things.
You should just go to Giant Eagle because they have all the different gift cards there.
They do.
Then you can get your gas points.
Yeah. Well, I went to Crocker just to at least show I'm trying.
You're like checking into
the
places.
The grocery store literally shows you. I mean, that's actually even worse. If you can be below what I'm doing, the grocery store is even lower than my standard.
Just go to the gas station, get some lottery tickets. Happy Christmas, Mom.
Do they have like gift cards for just the gas station stores?
Like, what would the gas station stores be? Like
those little mini mart stores.
Like you could only use
this. Yeah, only
like
the Sunoco mini mart on Center Ridge.
I like how we both thought of Sunoco. Yeah. Of all the gas chains out there, we both came to the conclusion of Sunoco.
That's the place to go to the mini mart wise.
All right, so moving on. You had a story, Jeff, about an interesting, now that we're getting towards the end of the year, you know, podcasts, radio shows, TV shows, they always do this look back.
Let's look back, Jeremy. Before we go forward, you got to look back.
And what we like to do at Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, of course, is steal the work that other people have put in.
Particularly Cleveland.com. We really pilfer them regularly.
That's pretty much most blogs and podcasts are. Yeah. It's just because we present it in a more entertaining manner.
Yes.
Would you rather read Cleveland.com?
Reading is so... Who likes to read?
Or listen to us.
Let's listen to us. Let's do that. So they said a nice column in Cleveland.com. Cheers to Cleveland bars that opened in 2011 and farewell to a few friends.
Hmm.
We lost a few bars along the way, Jeremy.
Some good bars.
Good memories.
Lay them on me.
The ones that we picked up this year, some of the more well-known ones, of course. I mentioned Market Garden Brewery. I was just there. I know it's a favorite of yours. Underdog. A favorite of yours. You were there a couple weeks ago, I believe.
See, I include Underdog. I don't consider that separate. I mean, Some places, like there's the whole bar underneath a bar, like Ginza, the sushi place underneath Dante. Like that's a separate entity. I think.
So you're more of a new bar purist.
Yeah, I mean, Underdog is not a separate bar.
Okay, so what about Crop? Even though that's an existing space, but would you consider Crop that had moved? Is that a new? Because I think
new.
That's new.
Yeah, it's new. That's new.
Burntwood Tavern, we replaced that old pub and river.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Okay, but that's technically a new one. Georgetown, the old Three Birds spot in Lakewood.
Is that the same owner? Is that the same owner? I don't know, a different?
It's the same owner.
I went to Three Birds. I liked it.
This place called Drop Bar on West 6th, never heard of that.
That's the New Mercury.
The New Mercury. I don't know. Man, those places change names so much down there.
That Mercury was around for a while, and Drop Bar is the same owner, but you know, just I guess every now and then you got to switch it up. You know, you got to...
Just like Bar Louie replacing the old Metro. Technically
well,
a new bar.
A little different. I mean, that's a new chain coming in.
But same spot, new bar.
Yep.
Lion on Lorraine. Looks like that's out maybe by Fairview. Mix MYXX in Cleveland Heights. Never heard of that one. Oh, the old Jillian's. That's right above Cedar Hill. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know what that.
Yeah.
What
and
that
two X's.
Two X's. MYXX.
So look out.
And then the Tavo Tavo Martini Loft, Rockwell Avenue in Cleveland. A dead zone when it comes to nightlife is dead no more. Tavo has been open about 5 months in the financial district. Did you know we had a financial district?
They call it the 912 district.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't aware of that. See, I work in Beechwood.
You're part of the problem.
I'm not up to speed on this stuff. And also the Viaduct Lounge on Superior in Cleveland is a new one.
Yeah, that's the old Ponte Vecchio.
Okay, so a lot of these are renamed or bars that were there that are now, they're now in the same spot, and a new bar and an old bar spot. So really,
so those are the new ones.
Those are the new ones. Now, there weren't many old ones, Jeremy, surprisingly. There weren't many ones that went out of business this year.
Which you'd think, I mean, they say that, you know, most restaurants and bars fail. So you would
I think more than bars. Restaurants seem to fail, like, I think 2 out of 3 restaurants fail.
Yeah.
I mean, it's staggering. And bars, too.
But for the restaurants that we have talked about on the show over the past 52 episodes that have opened,
yeah,
it seems like we are talking more a lot about new openings than we do about closings.
That's true. That's true.
But what are some that have closed?
Fat Fish Blue, which we've talked about. But that's, yeah, again, it's going to be replaced. A lot of these do have a replacement already lined up. But Fat Fish Blue was a staple down there for 20 years almost, I believe. A long time.
Yeah, I'll miss that place. It was good food.
I did like that, too. It was just different. It was something different.
It was one of those places, though, that I feel like, oh, I missed. I was real sad that when it was going away, but I really didn't go there that much.
See, like me, I just like things I like to know they're there.
Yeah.
I don't use them a whole lot, like that place. Yeah. But I just like knowing it was an option.
Right.
Should the mood ever strike me.
It's like keeping a gun under your bed.
Exactly. But the problem is, I think a lot of other people had that view, which is why it's now closed. But the Tilted Kilt is going to open there. Zinc, which you've talked about. See, we're on top of this. We've talked about a lot of this.
Yeah.
Zinc is no more, but it's going to reopen under a new name next year. The Prospect Avenue.
Well, Zinc is that's where Hodges is going. The guy that did the Hodgepodge food truck that got second place in the Great Food Truck Race. Yeah, that's where his place is going. The old Zinc space, which is much better. I mean, that he'll do awesome there.
Prospect Avenue Ultra Lounge View shut down over the summer.
Yeah, I heard that. That's on that building where they had that LeBron poster up for a while.
Yeah.
Does it say anything about what's going in there?
No, that's the only one of these three that doesn't have it. And there's also someone in Middlebrook Heights we don't care about.
I'd heard rumors that building, like, I thought changed hands, somebody else bought it. That's right down the street from where the new casino is going to be.
Yeah. So you'd think a prime location if they would have hung in there for, much like we said about Fat Fish, but that apparently there was the same owner there. But all these bars are really going to pick up business I picture like a bunch of older people coming on those like Lakeway, those big buses that come in.
The Lamer's bus?
The tour buses that come in and drop everyone off. I just figure all these buses are going to start rolling in now with retirees and various group outings to go to the casino.
So let me ask you this, Jeff. Do you think the retirees and the group outings, do you think they're going to leave the confines of the casino? Do you think the 80-year-old woman in her walker is going to walk down Prospect?
I don't think she will, but I think groups will that aren't quite as aged. I think there'll be a variety of groups that will come in for a day trip even, or a night trip, or a one-night trip, and I think that's where you're going to... I think it's 50-50. I bet you about half people come in will actually wander within a 3 or 4 block radius.
Maybe we should start a tour company. We should like be the guys like driving the bus, bringing people
in. Vince Vaughn with Jennifer Aniston when they were dating. That was his job. He did the Chicago tour bus. He was like the driver and the announcer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
The Breakup, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Breakup. We could do that.
I thought you meant in real life.
No,
like,
no,
he used to be a tour bus. Like, she just met him, and Jennifer Aniston met this tour bus driver, and it was just love at first sight.
Happened to be Vince Vaughn.
He was on some hard times.
So there you go. That's our recap bar-wise. But all in all, a huge net positive for the city of Cleveland and growing for their bar and restaurant scene.
So speaking of the casino, you may have heard that on this past Wednesday, they're building a 5-story parking garage at the corner of Ontario and Prospect, and actually had to tear down the National Landmark Historical Columbia Building, which we've had some discussions about that. I said bad. You said whatever Dan Gilbert asks you to do, you will do.
Yes.
He could have emailed you, Jeff Longsworth, please go tear down the Columbia Building, and you would have left.
He could have started a petition that said the Terminal Tower is in my way of a parking garage, and I would have signed it.
You're a bastard. Anyway, so they're building the parking garage now, and I think this might be like a ghost of Mr. Columbia that built the Columbia Building, that maybe he's like haunting it now. Because right on the spot where the Columbia Building was, they're building this parking garage. And last week, part of the second story of the parking deck, when they started pouring the concrete, it collapsed. It was like a 60-foot by 60-foot section. No one was in there, fortunately. No one, because there was like 60 workers on site, but none of them were, you know, right underneath there. So that's good.
That's amazing. When I heard the story about that, that's the first thing I thought of. Not only no one being killed, no one injured. I mean, it's just amazing. But I have a theory on this. They've got such tough timelines. I know they're under the gun. They really have no time to waste to hit this opening date.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of pressure, and a lot of companies have a lot of their pay and bonuses are tied to deadlines. And I just kind of wondered when I first heard this, you know, are they pushing this too fast? Are they rushing this to keep with this opening date? And you wonder about that.
Yeah, they have, you know, inspectors and stuff going through to try to figure out why it fell. I would imagine that, you know, that would come, that's going to come out eventually.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, it will be very interesting to hear what the heck happened to that to the parking garage. There was another story here. Now, Jeff, you were talking the other day when we were, you know, talking about these Christmas beers. Like, for example, tonight I'm drinking a Sierra Nevada Celebration. This is the one with the whorehouse. Remember we were talking about the whorehouse? This is the one with
a lot
the
of atrocities are going on in there.
Lots of dirty things that we can't even talk about are occurring on the label of this beer bottle. You were saying that you thought that is you like Christmas ale? You like Christmas ale. You don't like Great Lakes Christmas ale.
I like
ale.
That it's a good thing for Cleveland and that it's a beer that sort of has put Cleveland on the map. If there's one beer that makes you think of Cleveland, I'd probably say it's Christmas ale. So I like that aspect of it, but I don't like how people will pay $6 a pint for it and talk about it for 8 months out of the year, 9 months out of the year, until they finally serve it. It just seems to me it's a little overblown now that it's been about 15 years it's been around, and people pay $6-7 a pint for this stuff. I just don't think it's really worth it. It's great to have one or two over the holidays, but I'm not the type of guy that has to stockpile five cases of it.
It's not $6-7 a pint.
I saw a bar that was $6. They were charging $6 a pint.
We can go right to Great Lakes, and it's like $5.
Well, no, a lot of people can't do that. But some of these bars do, because they know the demand, they charge more for it because they know people will pay for it.
That's true. Well, you know, a writer from Philadelphia in the Philly Post, Brian Howard, he would agree with you. He says that the constant blathering from Clevelanders about how much they love Christmas ale is annoying. But despite his annoyance, he does give Christmas ale the number 5 spot in his top 12 seasonal brews. We lost to a UK beer, some Michigan micro brews, and Anchor's dark seasonal ale hailing from San Francisco. It's funny that that's in there and as being Christmas ale, because I just had that this weekend. Oh. We went to a another party before yours. We were doing the whole Christmas party hopping thing and brought some of that Anchor Brewing Company seasonal ale. So it's called like Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, just a very long name. Very good. But anyway, Howard says, Great Lakes Christmas Ale, a new American holiday classic brewed elegantly with honey and spices by Cleveland's amazing Great Lakes. No one who drinks this ever stops raving. It's annoying until you join them. So
that's a pretty, I think, pretty apt description. I agree. It is a good beer. It just gets a little too much run.
All right. So what Christmas plans then this weekend?
I'm going to put up some misconnections and see what happens.
Hey, you. We could do one about how you were at the Lincoln Park Pub.
I saw you at
Lincoln
Park Pub. What color shoes was I wearing?
It's 804 radioshowonline.com. So we have a couple minutes left, and we like to wrap this up. So we're not really sure yet if we're going to be on next week. Are we going to be
right.
on next
it's
Monday?
It's really going to be a kind of that day decision, I think.
Right. And the decision is probably going to be made by Jeff.
Probably.
But anyway, so we have some time here, to another 10 minutes or so to fill up. We're going to do one of what's soon becoming our favorite segment.
Oh, I think we're there.
It's really not even that much of a segment. All it is going to Craigslist and looking at the misconnection section. I'm actually having problems with it loading up right now. I think everyone's just jamming the misconnections. It is the Christmas season, and if you're single, this is when you start feeling sorry for yourself.
And there's a lot of people out right now. So think of all like the malls. There's so many misconnections going on as we speak, Jeremy.
Right.
That need to. And we, as we talked earlier, you've got to check every day if you're going to do this.
Yeah, or the whole system falls apart.
It's a mess. So, right. So I understand why it's overloading right now.
So if you go to Craigslist and you go to the misconnection section, how this works is if you're a man and you're looking for a woman, let's say you were at a party or something, or let's say you were a UPS woman that came into my work.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like this one is. This one happened in Strongsville. And I feel like we're helping these people out because maybe she didn't have a chance to come to Craigslist and look at this,
yeah.
But she might be listening to our show now.
That's true. Although I got to think most people do check this every day.
That's true. I don't know. I mean, yeah.
But on the off chance, she wouldn't have a time to, but she could listen to our podcast. We can help.
Right. All right. UPS woman that came into my work. I'm looking for the UPS woman that came into my work this afternoon.
So I like how he restates the
right.
title.
Right, right.
Just to clarify that.
I wanted to talk to you, but I was really busy. This is a shot in the dark. Well, yes.
That could be the understatement of 2011.
This is a shot in the dark, but def worth a shot. I think he means
definitely. Oh, definitely worth a shot. I mean, that's where we agree with him, right?
Def. I said something as you were leaving, and you smiled at me. So I know it's you. What did I say, or what store was I from?
Oh, I like that. I like that. He wants to make sure he gets that right UPS woman, Jeremy, because other UPS women might try and get in on this.
Right. She might be like, well, like, what if it's another UPS woman that thinks it's...
This guy sounds great.
Yeah, I think they should just meet up anyway.
Yeah.
Because if you're that... If something that similar happened to you today, you need to jump onto this.
So I think you have to say... let's see. He wants to know... What did I say? I think that you would say that he said, thanks for the delivery.
Thanks, UPS woman that came into my work this afternoon.
That's what I would write back if I was a UPS woman trying to go with this guy.
Here's one called Muffin Jaws.
Well, definitely gets your attention.
This is the subject. It got my attention. This guy's 50.
Okay.
He lost his Yahoo account and her address. We have met several times.
Sounds like a keeper. Right out of the chute, you got a winner here.
So I thought my next best opportunity was misconnections on Craigslist. Right. We have met several times at the Harp and other places, too.
Other places? Now, how does he have to do this? They met at various locations. They obviously must know each other
right.
if they're meeting up at several locations.
Right.
But he still knows so little about her that he has to resort to this.
Right. I lost my Yahoo account, your address, my phone.
Your name, any mutual friends.
I had temporary amnesia, so all memory of you is...
If I ever lose your phone number, Jeremy, just look at misconnects. If you don't hear from me for a couple days,
I'm
just going to post, say, hey, we were friends for a while. I lost my phone. Can you get in touch with me?
Is there an M for M misconnections? Yeah. That's what I would have to post it under. We'll see.
I would title it Muffin Jaws, just so you know.
It's been a long while, but if you're still interested, please get in touch with me. Subject should be, and now he wants to clarify, because he's telling her what the subject should be so it doesn't get caught in some spam filter or whatever.
He probably has several misconnections out there. That's
right,
the problem.
Right, he wants to keep them organized. Right. Subject should be, I'm still interested. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, he's very clear. Okay.
Hope to hear from you soon.
I think the subject would be, I never want to see you again. You would think it would be the reply.
And that's from Muffin Jaws. Wow. Here's one. Angelo's in Lakewood recently
great
won
pizza.
For best pizza.
Yeah, great pizza.
I went out there after they won. It was amazing. And I might have had the same hostess because the subject line here is hostess at Angelo's in Lakewood. This is a 25-year-old guy. You had blonde/black hair.
Right, so like, he's got every color basically.
It's like blonde, maybe blondish brown, brownish red, but this is blonde/red, black rimmed glasses, and a body that looked more delicious than my pizza. This guy is a charmer. I mean, why is he single, Jeff?
And why can't he couldn't deliver that line in person? That's such a good line. You have to waste it on misconnections. He had the chance to do it in person.
That's the thing is, like, the misconnections, like, he knows where she is.
Yeah.
She's at hosting at Angelo's in Lakewood. Like, go in there and say hi, you know, or go in there, show up there every day
yeah.
for pizza.
He can easily go back there. Yeah, that one is kind of puzzling.
French woman slash filet mignon in Lakewood.
Good.
You will probably... never see this, and I may never see you again, but it is worth the shot.
Probably.
Again, some guy that right off the bat is
saying, like that he's a realist, Jeremy.
Right.
He's a realist.
He's putting a disclaimer on it right away. Yeah. I understand that I'm an idiot for typing.
He's putting up walls. He's trying not to get hurt, Jeremy.
I'm just giving more fodder to podcasts. I helped you with picking out filet mignon today, and I could not stop thinking about how beautiful your eyes are. I wanted to talk more with you, but I was interrupted. Your smile and thank you made my day. Thank you.
Could this be more vague?
How did he know she? I guess you can tell she's a French woman by her accent,
the way she said thank you.
What's in Lakewood that she'd be buying? That's another thing too.
Where are there?
Grocery store, I guess.
That's, yeah,
There's not a Heinen's in Lakewood, but there's like a. I don't know if there's a butcher.
But you'd think he'd have the location there too, though. He neglected to mention that.
Give us a little more information next time. Now, these are all the ones we're getting about, let's see, I don't know, now, seven.
Eugene in the chat room said there's already one for SantaCon on Saturday. That SantaCon thing that we said people come into the party later? There's supposedly a misconnection on there from SantaCon, if that's what he's means.
Oh, really? Is this from a woman? Does Eugene give us any feedback here? No? No?
It might be a delayed...
we are on slightly a delay in case somebody swears.
For all my swearing.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Brandon, AB. This is in Women for Men.
Right, right. Okay.
Now, there was a lot. There was like, I don't know, half a dozen a day in the Men for Women section. I thought there wouldn't be as many in the Women for Men section.
You would think it would really be more Men for Women. Yeah.
Jeff, I was mistaken.
Yep.
Here's one right now. Brandon from ABC SantaCon in Ohio City. 24-year-old.
I like the disclaimer of all these in the beginning.
Yeah. So this is probably a long shot, but one worth taking. I think this is the exact same
I think
same
we have to
guy.
Start off. So this will probably never work. Some variation of that is how they start these off.
I think that's his how we start a show. So we know no one's listening to this, but we're going to sit here and do the show.
We're going to talk about stuff that we want to talk about.
You were at ABC looking like a damn fine lumberjack during the drunk Santa party. Now, was he carrying an axe?
Yeah, that's a good, yeah. I don't know. Wearing a flannel?
You were with a girl, but said it wasn't your girlfriend. It was his mother. I wanted to stay and talk because you were seriously a babe, but didn't want to intrude on your hangouts. Tell me what you made fun of me for ordering.
So specific.
And what I ended up getting, if you remember me. I really hope you see this. Here's the thing, ladies. A guy, even if he thought you were beautiful or whatever, he's not going to remember that.
No, yeah. That's true. Yeah, that could be his girlfriend asking him. He probably wouldn't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember what my wife ate for dinner.
You didn't remember you and I karaoke'd.
I didn't. There's a reason for that.
That's
though.
True, too.
But I mean, this guy was probably having a good time.
Right.
Having a little drink. Just put your picture in there and just say, look.
Stop with the, hey, Riddler, just go ahead and just lay it out. Jeez.
Riddle me this. Riddle me this. Oh, here's one with a picture.
Oh, see, that I give them credit at least. That'll cut right to it.
This is another woman writing this. To the man who sent me this.
Oh.
Let's see. All right. It's a picture. Your last
That's
initial
not the picture, I
thought. Your last initial was wrong, but something in my heart tells me it was you anyway. Just want to know how I still miss you and think about you every single day. I don't understand. So she has a picture of this poem. Why do we close our eyes when we pray, when we cry, when we dream, or when we kiss? Because we know that the most beautiful things in life are not seen, but felt by the heart. See, I don't like these are too sappy. The guys are much more like direct and to the point.
Yeah. You were delivering, your UPS delivering things, you were hot.
Oh, this girl left her. What? Okay, this one's kind of interesting. This is from a 21-year-old woman. You know it was me. @ Rach Caron, Twitter me. Oh, she's on Twitter.
Oh,
we should let her know that we. You should go to Twitter and send her an @ and just let her know that we just read her misconnections on our podcast and that she should check it out.
Well, let's make sure we read it.
Yeah. All right, this is from @Rach Caron, Twitter me. Yeah, get at me. I bet you've missed me. I had the squirrel. You had the fedora. Bring a picture of Kim Jong-il. And she has a picture of her with a squirrel in the picture.
Now, is that... Well, that's pretty odd.
Were you interested? Is that what you were
I was trying
out?
To think of how the squirrel fits into this whole thing.
Well, she had a squirrel and you had the fedora. Bring a picture of Kim
Jong-il. I don't
want
to get to know her.
Okay.
Let's do one more.
That's still one way to get somebody on our... I bet she would listen to the show.
Maybe what if I pose with a bunch of dead animals behind me for a misconnection?
That's one way to do it. Oh, we're out of time, Jeff. See how fast time goes by?
Well, let's do a show of just misconnections before the end of the year. I commit to that.
I think we should. But we only have one more potential episode.
That's going to be the show then.
Okay.
And let's give our fans and listeners Cleveland State 27, South Florida 28, 16:56 go. It's going to be a close game, everyone.
Everyone in the chat room, Regis, Eugene, Mark Guz, I don't know, Wildflower, Jimmy, Nick. Thank you all for joining us in the chat room. If we are doing the show live, we're doing it on Monday nights at 7:30. You can join us at radioshowonline.com. Jump in the chat room. Or if you want to email us, email address is hatemail@radioshowonline.com. All right, that wraps up episode 52. It's 8:15, December 19th. Everyone have a very Merry Christmas, a safe Christmas, Jeff, to you and yours.
You too, Jeremy. Look forward to the next show.
For Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Ho, 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 ho.